really happy with the start of the season. You know, it's a long summer and there's been a lot of training put in. I felt like I did, you know, had a really good summer period. But you never really know how you're going to play until you get out there. You know, squash is funny like that. You can be as fit as you want, but if you put the ball in the tin or in the wrong areas, then it doesn't really matter. So, yeah, I was really happy that the training paid off and it definitely translated over into my play over there. So I was really happy to start the season off the way that I did. And I don't think I've ever started the season with a tournament win. So hopefully that's a good sign for the rest of the season.
Well, it sends out a message as well to everyone else when you start the season so strongly, and it was your first World Tour title since that World Championship win as well.
Yeah, I think, you know, I don't know what the other girls are thinking. You know, if I was them, I'd definitely be thinking that maybe I'm not the player that I was, or, you know, maybe not as hungry or focused or whatever it was. So definitely to come out and perform like that and to win the title, only dropping one game, it just makes people, you know, realise I haven't gone away and I'm still here and still fighting hard and hopefully still going to be a handful for people to beat if you know, they're going to have to do something special to beat me, which is, you know, wasn't really the case last season. I wasn't playing my best squash and, you know, I want to try and to win as many titles as I can this season. So I'm hoping that, you know, it's the start of things to come.
And in the final, you beat the young Egyptian Nuran Gohar, the 17-year-old world junior champion. And she was in really good form in the build-up to this tournament, wasn't she?
Yeah, unbelievable form for someone so young, so mature mentally and also in a squash play. You know, it's very rare in the squash world to get someone so young playing such a high level. It is a game that traditionally you mature into. You know, everyone sort of says that you peak around 26, 27, 28. So, you know, she's going to be a real handful for the future. And she played in China the week before Macau in the Shanghai Open and beating the world number one and the world number three on the way to losing in the final to the number two seed there. And then the same in Macau, she'd beaten the number two seed and had a couple of other good wins. So, you know, I definitely didn't feel a huge amount of pressure going into that final because I know how well she's been playing, but at the same time she'd never beaten me, so I knew if I held it together then you know, maybe experience would just come through on the day, and I think it did.
And you were ranked world number five going into the Macau Open. After that win, does it affect your ranking in any way?
We'll find out for definite in a couple of days on the 1st of October, but you know, I would expect to go back up to top four in the world. I haven't worked it out points wise because, you know, at the end of the day you can't do any more than win a tournament. So regardless of what happens to my ranking, then I did everything I could in September as a month in terms of tournaments. So I know the number four in the world was only above me by a very few points. So I'm assuming that I actually beat her in the semi-final. So I'm assuming that's going to be enough to take me back above her. But it's sort of difficult. I try not to get too bogged down with the points and the ranking because, you know, if I play good squash and I win tournaments and I win matches, then all that's just going to take care of itself. So fingers crossed that I do go back above her, because it's top four in the world to be seeded for the big events is quite a big difference to being seeded 5-8.
Fingers crossed you've got something nice to wake up to on Thursday with you being in American time.
Yeah.
So you've been taken all around the world at the minute. You're in Brooklyn for a tournament. So just tell us a little bit about that and what's coming up for you in the next few weeks.
Yeah, so it was a quick turnaround at home. I got home from Macau and had 6 days at home, which was mainly spent getting over the jet lag and then flying out to Brooklyn to play in a tournament it's the same size as the one in Macau. We start on Thursday. I play my first round on Thursday called the Carol Weimuller tournament. And then I'm hanging around in the States for just under a week before the US Open starts in Philadelphia. So I'll be heading down to Philadelphia when I'm finished in Brooklyn, and then I get home from there, and it's another quick turnaround of about 10 days, and we have the Qatar Classic, so straight out to Qatar, and then another couple of weeks at home after that, and then it'll be a long trip to Asia again for the Hong Kong Open and then the World Championships in Kuala Lumpur, and I'll probably stay out in Asia between the two, so be home somewhere around Christmas time, I guess, hopefully with enough time to buy some presents.